This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 29th of November, 1962. The title of this lecture is R212 Theory and Practice, Part 1. This tape is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, I got some notes tonight. And again, they have nothing to do with the lecture. They just have to do with you. All right.
What is this? 29 NOV, AD 12, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, Lecture 1. All right. This is a talk about R212. First thing you should know about R212 is there are many indications and few stabilities so far as the condition of a list. And I only know of one absolute rule about lists. A list must be nullable. It must be susceptible of being nulled. You must be able to null a list. That isn't you, the auditor, that's the list. Some lists are not nullable. Now, right away, we should make a differentiation here between an indication and a rule. An indication is something like tracking. And there's a bit of grass bent over. And that's an indication, you see. And there's a stone disturbed in the middle of the sand pit, and so you decide that something went across there, and so forth. Those are indications. They're not like signposts. And these are some indications. If there's no RS on the list, if there's no rock slam on the list, why, you're in trouble. That's just a dead horse. And there's no particular reason to groom it up and gild the hoofs and polish the harness and wash the teeth and all that sort of thing. It's just a dead horse. And if you suddenly look up as you go along and find out the ground is awfully close to you doesn't seem that it's moving. Why, of course, you unload off that dead horse. And sometimes you can save some of the harness, but that's about all. And usually you don't even bother to pick up the harness, don't you see? You just skip it. Dead horse. And actually, dead horses are what consume most of the time in R212. You will spend 2 and 3 times as much time on a dead horse as you will spend on an active list. So therefore, these indications are of interest. They're not rules, you understand. They are just indications, and they're of interest. So although you say that if you don't develop a rock slam in the first 50 items, although that's an indication, you see, and the PC is still awfully interested in the list, and so forth, we'll go on up to 70, 85 items, see? Go on up a ways. Go on further. PC seems to be interested and engrossed and that sort of thing. Why, go a little bit further. Still no rock slam, why just unload? Because a list that doesn't rock slam occasionally, here or there, sporadically, once in a blue moon, doesn't matter whether the slam is a dwindling slam or otherwise, won't produce an item. It just won't do it. So, although it is true that a non-rock slamming list, a list without rock slams on it, will not produce an item, it is not true that because it produced a rock slam, it will produce an item. got that. Just because a list rock slams is no guarantee of anything. It's just a better indication that there's an item on the list. Look at it in reverse. If a list doesn't rock slam, it won't produce an item. You got to have an occasional rock slam on that list to get a rock slamming item off the list. And of course, you're only interested in rock slamming items. Now, you go on list, of course, and as you go on in list, so it produces a rock slam. Well, that's a hopeful indication. That is not a rule that it will produce an item. That it produces no rock slam is very positive. Very positive. That will not produce an item. But that the list rock slams simply is an indicator that it might produce an item. You got that? If you get these indicators in their right focus, why, all becomes easy. Now, what do we mean by a nullable list? Well, it means, one, that you can go down without getting your midroots in every few items. Now, you'll want numbers, but unfortunately, the number varies from PC to PC. But if you can't go on a list more than 8, 9, or 10 items without putting in your midroots and cleaning up a dirty needle, once more, you have a very, very good indication that the ground is getting closer to you and it isn't going by at any speed at all. And what you do about that time is start loosening your feet in the stirrups. Now, it's all right to go down a few. Let's talk about the sources of these non-nullable lists. A list that cannot be nulled. What are the sources of this? They are three in number. One, that thing from which they are being listed, that thing from which the list is being listed, was improper. Well, oddly enough, there is no establishing this on your early List 1 assessment. If something kicks or activates, you, of course, represent it and get a representing list. But there is no indication of any kind from that original indication, that original needle read, that will tell you at once whether this list is going to produce an item. In other words, sometimes you get the faintest trace in the world. It's a sporadic speeded rise or a sporadic speeded fall. And you list the thing down, it slams like mad and winds you up with a nice, big, juicy, reliable item. And the next time you have one that dirty reads and it's clicking and it even looks like it has an occasional spit, you know, sort of a reverse rocket read or something like that, the beginnings of a slam. It looks hot, looks tense. You go on and you list it, and you list it, and list it. It produces a slam, and you list it, and 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 list it. And you go back to the beginning. Oh, the PC says that's it, and you say that's it, and it's clean read. And you start nulling, and it goes out, out. Dirty needle, dirty needle, dirty needle. So is what we add to this list. So we get on our, we add to the list, you see. And we get on our midroots again. And we test the question. Bzz. Question goes, whatever the list question was. And you add to it and add to it and add to it and add to it. And you go back. It's all, test the question again. Flat. Not a whisper. You go back and you start in the beginning of the list. You're all set to go. And it goes, item, no, item, no, item, no. Dirty read. Dirty needle. Now, the unwise auditor at this point begins to hound the PC for missed withholds. Now, the missed withhold is there isn't going to ever be anything on this list, you see. The item which you're listing from is not really going into the GPM. It's just paralleling it. It's going to go on forever. Well, you've already got this list out to 585 items, and the question is still the. There were slams on the list, everything else, but you can't list more than a handful before you get another charged up, dirty needle, as opposed and different than a dirty reed. See? This dirty reed, dirty needle, dirty needle. That ground has now greeted the soles of your shoes. That horse will not go any place else. It doesn't matter what you do to this horse. You can feed him full of phenobarbital, calm his nerves, dexedrine to speed him up, hormones, and not a thing is going to happen. That list would probably go to 1,595 items and still be producing the same confounded manifestations, driving you stark, staring mad. Now, that's wrong source. That's wrong source. There was no telling whether or not that thing you were going to represent off an assessment was going to produce a good list or not. There was no indicator in that. It just didn't produce a decent list. All right, now there's another type of wrong source. There is the what you're opposing is wrong. That can be a wrong source. Let's say you've wound up with the item waterbuck, and you saw it slam, and it faded away, and it isn't there anymore, and you can't get a single click, tick, or snick out of waterbuck. Yet, because it slammed, you're hopeful. So you say, who or what would oppose a waterbuck? You've tested it out and you found out that it did turn on some sin. Actually, it's still turning on some sin. They say, well, it's still turning on some sin, so therefore, of course, there's still something there, and maybe the rock slam has just been eaten up in the middle of it all. So you say, who or what would oppose a waterbuck? And this list of 300 is apparently ended. As far as the PC is concerned, the question is clean. Everything appears to be going along fine. Produced a slam. It looks wonderful. And you start in at the beginning of it, and it goes, item, no. Item, no. Item, in. Item, no. Item, no. Item, dirty needle. So you continue the list to be safe for another 100, which is perfectly legitimate. Question's clean again. Everything is fine. Everything is marvelous. So you go up to where you ended up, and it goes, item, no. Item, no. Item, no. Item, no. Item, in. Item, no. Item, no. Dirty needle. Dirty needle. Put in the mid-roods in a hurry. Say, what are you thinking about? The PC says, well, I thought of an extra item. A goon. You say, all right, we'll put a goon on it. About this time, you should be getting nervous, you know, because you can get your leg caught underneath a horse, you know. And so you put this on the list, and you go a little bit further, and you test the question, it's fine, and you go back, and you start to do this, and it's item null, item dirty needle, dirty needle, dirty needle. Let me tell you, that can produce a dwindling slam 3, 4, and 5 times as you list. And that list will never be nullable. I cannot give you any other characteristics than just that. It's just not nullable. What in actual fact is occurring? Well, as you see, a rock slam requires something to lean on to finally wind up with something. Now, you've got this wall here, see? That was the reliable item. And you're listing against this wall. Man, those rock slams are discharging. Those rock slams are doing interesting things. You finally wind up and you're going to find the item that is pressing against that wall. That's because it had something to lean on. But this other thing, it was a clean reed you were getting on the thing finally, although it did slam and it was an item and it looked like an item, but it's clean reed now. You can't get anything off of it, and you just adventurously go on and oppose it. Of course, it's just going out into thin air. There's nothing for that list to lean on. You get the idea? Nothing for it to come up against. And so it's never going to end. It's just going to constantly miss on the GPM. What you're doing, kind of, is cutting out paper dolls that are hanging on the concrete lamp posts in the GPM, don't you see? Every once in a while, they come in close enough to the GPM to make something slam. And actually, what you're doing is just walking round and round the GPM, picking locks off of it. And you can go on and do it forever. Now, sometimes the PC turns on sen. Very, very heavy sen while you're doing such a list. And you would be very, very unwise not to list the list till the sen turned off. Don't stop listing because the PC has a bad stomach or something. You'll find out that these lists, even when they're going no place, will result in no reliable item. Hold the PC's interest, are producing cognitions. Everything is dandy, except they're never going to be nullable. And if you stop listing them at the moment the PC has a sick stomach, or if you've all caved in, well, you've made a mistake. Actually, if you keep on listing, the PC will pass out of it to a light case of sin. That's the time to unload. And then unload from that horse, push the horse in the ditch, or do anything you please with the horse, but go and find another horse. And of course, you have to go back to your first list again to continue on. Do you understand? As you've been seeing here then, that a list rock slams is not a guarantee that it's going to hand you an item. That a list produces cognitions is only an indicator, like the rock slam is. So the PC's cognizant, fine. But that's only an indicator. It doesn't guarantee a thing. But if the PC doesn't cognite at all while listing the list or seem interested in it, that's more than an indicator. That becomes a rule. See, so again, you have no rock slam on the list and no cognitions from the PC. Well, this amounts to a rule. That's going to be a dead horse for sure. But that the PC does get cognitions is not a guarantee of anything. It's just an indicator. You understand? All right. Now, wrong assessment. That is to say, wrong assessment divides into auditor mistake, which winds up with a wrong assessment. The auditor just didn't assess right. And also, unfortunateness. The failure to get out of bed and make the magic sign in the air before you start the day. It's just unfortunate, because you can make a right assessment and wind up with a non-nullable list. So proceeding from the wrong point includes, for either reason, a wrong assessment or a non-reliable item. Using a non-reliable item, you see, to oppose. And that's going to wind you up in the soup. Then, of course, there is this one. There is auditing the case in the presence of tremendous missed withholds. And that's going to louse you up. But believe me, that is the rarer thing. That is a rarer thing than you would at first think. You start in a session, you pull nearly found outs on the PC. That's enough, man, just like you'd handle it in Roods. Don't go using missed withholds to comb the PC apart in the body of the session, because the missed withhold is the fact that the item isn't there. And you can drive him around the bend. He'll feel like he has missed withholds. He'll be certain he has got a missed withhold. You'll be certain of it too. But the missed withhold is the missing item. And that missing item may never arrive on the list. You understand then that missing your missed withhold does play a role in this. But it actually plays no further a role in getting your rudiments in. That is, getting in your beginning rudiments. Make sure your PC isn't being audited with missed withholds, and you won't run into this one at all. Because you don't suddenly wind up in the middle of the session. In one case, out of 1,000, the PC may suddenly say, "Oh, my God, I'd forgotten it myself. You nearly found out I'd robbed the bank." But the funny part of it is he just remembered it, and he told you. It isn't something you have to dredge for. Now, your third source of travail, trouble, upset, is the incomplete list. Now, you see this incomplete list. I do wish, and I must get hold of some of the old 3D crisscross folders to show you a real incomplete list. Man, they are championship lists. They are just marvelous. You just, I've looked at them and I've laughed to myself since, and so on, because they'll have something like 12 items, you see. And about every third time over the list, one of them would go out, which resulted in every item on the list having tremendous strings of slant marks. Tremendous strings of slant marks, long things. And of course, they wind up with exactly nothing. Now, your incomplete list is in contest, however, with the non-nullable list, which is, introduces an interesting point of confusion for you. Now, it is a rule that a list must be nullable. That is the rule. And that is a stable datum. The list you get must be nullable, or you unload. What you do with a non-nullable list, which is eventually proven to be non-nullable, is you just unload off that list. You go back then and do a new first step. You don't do anything else that's fancy or try to patch this up. You just throw your blowout patches and all of that kind of thing, throw them in the garbage can. You got no use for them. You can spend the rest of your life trying to figure out why something is, why the thing didn't null out to that. You can drive yourself batty. You get down to the end of a list, you didn't find any item on the list, and the PC all of a sudden, in a frantic state of spurt, thinks they're guilty for not having put the reliable item on the list, so they start giving you spates of reliable items. We'll go ahead and put them down. We'll go ahead and put over them. They give you 5, 6, 8, 10 variations on the last item that was in on the list, and they just keep fading and folding up, and so you can do this forever. You can come down to the last item on the list. It doesn't have any action on it to amount to anything, but you decide that you'd better represent it and get yourself someplace, don't you see? You decide your assessment might have been wrong and you missed the boat in doing your nulling. Something was in and you missed the read, something like that. So you decide you're going to do the whole list again. And, oh, that's just currying dead horses, man. The proper action on routine 212 is when you wind up at the crossroads of nowhere. The only map you have left is the step one of 212, whatever you're using for the first list, whatever should now come up as the first list, don't you see? That is always your guiding post. Now, you can waste more time and do less for the PC in all cases by trying to patch up something you believe must be pursuing from an error. And the more time you use patching that up, the more trouble you're going to get into. Thing to do, if you get nowhere, straighten out the PC, put in your mid-roots for the list that you did, you see, so on, explain the situation to the PC, go back and take off again. No crash will wind up fatal. That's quite interesting. The only time you can get the PC into serious trouble is you're listing a list and the PC is kind of sick and you don't go on and list the sin out of the thing. Or the PC is terrified or something like this and you don't list that sin out. Then you're in trouble. And then the only remedy is just keep listing when the PC feels horrible. Just keep listing till he doesn't, and then if you can't null that list even yet, And so forth, just unload and go back to your first step. I'd say that's the only thing that I would do if I found I was on a unnullable list. So I'd ask the PC, how do you feel? And the PC said, oh my God, oh. You say, all right, who or what would oppose a water box? And after a while, how do you feel? I feel much better. All right, you got some sin, anything like that? Yeah, I feel a little bit dizzy. Well, I'll settle for that, to hell with it. Unload. Realize you're carrying a dead horse that whole length of time. You got hold of his bridle, and you're dragging him down the road with one hand, you see. Recognize what you're doing. You're not about to get an item. It is not that a PC can turn on sin and you can get an item, but this list is already proving unnullable, non-nullable. The list is not going to be nulled. It can't be nulled. Every time you try to null it, dirty needle. Bzz, 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 bzz. Oh, the hell with it. See what I mean? Now, when you run into that, ask the PC how the PC feels. And if the PC feels ill, sick, dizzy, terrified, furious, misemotional, any of these connotations, or if the PC has pain, why, just list it till the PC feels better, and then get off of that dead horse. You're not even on him, see? And go on back to your first step. See, that's a very simple adjudication you can make. So what you should do is keep firmly in mind that a list must be nullable. A list must be nullable. And now, a nullable list is one where items just go out very easily, and the needle doesn't dirty up to amount to anything, and usually can be put back in by just saying to the PC offhandedly, is there something there you wanted to give me or something you wanted to tell me? You understand? Just that, and cleans up. And once in a blue moon, there's been a jam-up. You yourself should recognize these jam-ups and what they do to rudiments. You've said, this thing has got a helper, see, that's the item you're reading, and you've gotten cross-eyed in the thing somehow or another, and you've put a scalper. And the PC dimly remembers that this is wrong. And you say a helper, you should have said a helper, you say a scalper, and a scalper has nothing to do with this list. It's who or what would be pleasing to mother, or something like that, you know. And scalper. PC said. And if you happen to look up and see a PC looking dazed or upset and your needle has gone dirty and so forth, there's always a chance that you made a mistake on the list somehow or another in reading it and you've muddied it up. While you go and get your midroots in, get your protest off of it or your mistake off of the thing and keep on going, you'll find the thing will keep on nulling. You can go on nulling this thing. You get on down to about four items, and they're all giving a dirty read, and you don't have a rock slam on anything. Well, that didn't mean you got skunked. Not on these light surface readings which we're taking here on 212. You can't do anything with these. Well, just ask the PC, does the first one... that's on an opposition list. Does the first one oppose a mother? Does the second one oppose a mother? And third one oppose a mother? And PC finally, oh yeah, the second one. You go and you look at this mother, and it's evaporated. There's no read on mother. There's no read on anything. That's the packaging step, which we are not particularly covering at this time. You find out that blew up. Well, you're finished. That's it. That's how to get rid of the read off the last three or four when they've all evaporated. That all comes under packaging. So that is not part of the nullability of a list. When I'm talking about the nullability of a list, I'm talking about being able to proceed down this list, pocket a one call, you see, out, in. Whenever I strike a in, and then an in, and then an in, and then an in, I get in my midroots. Imagine my embarrassment occasionally to find out that those three in a line were all hot. But there'd be no telling. Now, it's very, very good practice to occasionally, and I say once a page or something like this, ask the press. You see, a complete list is going out just skit, 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 out, 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 out. You see, and a suppressed list will also go out, 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 you know. So it's good practice. It's good practice to ask the PC on this list, is there anything you suppressed? And you just, you don't take him by sudden storm. You're running your meter and you say, well, now I'm going to ask the suppress button. And you say, on this list, is there anything you've suppressed? And you say, that's clean, and you carry on. Got the idea? Don't even bother to prep check it. See, you don't do anything with it. You just ask it, because if it's that lightly suppressed, the button will read. And if it's suppressed, then you clean that suppress off of it. And then you'll find out that you're fairly safe. Now, do you go back and go over anything because you found the suppress button out? I haven't gotten in trouble. Usually carry on. Now, a nullable list, that becomes a stable datum with you. And therefore, a study of what makes lists non-nullable gives you a point of orientation from which to study assessment. You're trying to achieve a nullable list. Well, if the PC's got buku missed withholds, you're not going to get a nullable list. In fact, you're not going to get an accessible anything. That's going to produce lots of dirty needles. If the list proceeds from a wrong source, whether it was by the first assessment or because what you're opposing has no charge on it, you're going to get a dirty needle list, and that's going to be not nullable. And your incompleteness of the list is going to produce a non-nullability. Your judgment is only invited at this one point, is how long does the list have to be complete? And that's a question like, how long is a piece of string? How high is the sky? Now, the more jammed up PC is, which we'll go into in a moment, the more jammed up and messed up is the PC, the longer the PC's going to go with a list. The list is directly proportional to the difficulties the PC has. Therefore, to lay down a rule that you must produce a rock slam in exactly so many items is a little bit adventurous. That is, again, only an indicator. After a while, even on the PC you're doing, you say, after a while, there should have been a rock slam here someplace. I'll carry it on a little bit further. Well, how much is a little bit further? We know this PC is not really producing very much of anything. You know, I mean, this is, identification is fantastic on this case. Well, I don't know, you might list 150, 175 on some very strange, peculiar case. This would be the odd case, you see. And all of a sudden, there's a rock slam. Whoa, whoa, bang, 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 bang. See? And this other case is not so super identified in the bank, and you soon learn that if this case doesn't produce a rock slab in the first 15 or 20, you've had it. So you see, cases vary. It's actually case density. And that density isn't even tone arm density, unfortunately. I wish it were. Just because a case is a high tone arm case is no particular reason why they're a totally identified case. You see, mass is simply mass. And although mass is also produced by identification, that isn't the only source of mass. So therefore, we don't have a reliable indicator in the tone arm. You get that? This fellow has an item called solid steel. And that's a reliable item. Man, that's really reliable. When you get anywhere in the vicinity of this item, or if you're sitting on this item for several lists before you finally arrive at the thing, you're going to get one of the staggeringest, highest tone arms you ever wanted to consult. All of a sudden, isn't anything wrong with the case? All of a sudden, you're getting items. Everything's going along fine. PC's feeling better. And then one day, you're saying, who or what would oppose the government? And he says, solid steel. And actually, at the moment he says this, you'll see this arm start to come down. And it'll come down and down and down. And finally, when you get the item out and pair it up and so on, it goes, phew, clear read.
Got the idea? It happens to be a very massive item. So the tone arm is not an indicator of how dug in a case is, which is unfortunate. Now, we have a case that starts out in a total apathy of clear read. This is the Dead Thetan case spoke of in E Meter Essentials. Now, this character will require, and let's get into the rest of this thing. This case is going to require represent list after represent list, assessment after assessment, represent list after represent list. There are no slams anyplace. You're just listing, 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 listing. Case is feeling a little bit better, and case is feeling a little bit better, and you finally decide that's a dead horse, and you go on to the next one, and you list that one all the way down. Case feeling a little bit better, and you couldn't get any place with that one. You go on to the next one, and so forth, and you'll see all of a sudden the thing you're assessing from is beginning to go live. In other words, your Scientology list one is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. You've actually done list after list after list. And you didn't get anything on any of them. Now, all of that's very interesting. But what are the mechanics involved with all this? And why? Well, frankly, it's the invention of a new therapy. Although we've had it for a long time, we haven't recognized it as a therapy. And I finally spotted this thing for what it was. And I didn't recognize it completely, even when I gave it the definition the first time, which is listing is auditing. Listing is auditing. Well, I knew that listing on a goal was auditing. And that was for sure auditing. But how about the rest of this? How about the rest of this? Just listing is auditing. Simple. Listing is auditing. I mean, let's not worry about goals or anything else. Just listing is auditing. And listing an opposition list to anything that rock slams. Yeah, anything at rock slams that continues to rock slam, it's a reliable item definition, listing an opposition list to that is auditing. That's auditing. Well, how much listing is auditing, and what is this new process? It's called listing. You just sit there and list. Well, how is it circumscribed? You got an E-meter, the PC can get a reality on something, it'll read on the E-meter. All right, he can get his highest reality on that which rock slams on the E-meter. The more read on the E-meter, the more capable of reality on that he is. If for these purposes you call it a reality meter, you got it made. All right. The more magnitudinous the read, the more reality the PC will have on it. Now, recognizing that, then you could do any kind of an assessment to produce any read on the E-meter. The read, of course, must not be one produced by protest and, you know, tiger buttons and so forth. But anything that you could get to read is safe to list. It's no guarantee that it'll produce a reliable item at the other end of it, but it is safe to list. So let's just take this now straight out of the blue, and let's just develop a process. Had nothing to do with 212, had nothing to do with anything. Let's just develop a process. See? Let's put the PC on the E-meter. It's PC sick. Let's put the PC on the E-meter. We say, what's bothering you? And the PC says, well, actually, my liver. And you say, your liver. It reads. This is how crude this can be, see? You got no pencil and paper in front of you, nothing. So you just got to meet it. You say, all right, what represents your liver to you? He says, so-and-so. And your tone arm wobbles around, and so-and-so. And pretty soon he doesn't have liver trouble. This is a fellow that's been to Mayo Brothers and has just got through spending 8,965 pounds, you see. The only condition is would it read on the meter? That shows he's susceptible of a reality on it. You see, that is no assessment. This is crude as could be. You say, what's wrong with you? Well, my head's been hurting and my liver's been hurting. I had a lot of trouble with my stomach. You're just watching the meter, see? And you say, stomach. What's this about your stomach? Crash. Well, all right. Who or what represents your stomach? What's your stomach represent to you? And he go, bow-wow, and bow-wow, and bow-wow, and bow-wow, and on and on and on and on and on. And one of two things that happened. Now, you see, now we're moving into assessment. Not a written assessment, but just the watching the needle to see which is the biggest read. That's pretty crude, but that would be establishing the fastest way to do something for this character. Well, I think you'd find out if you haunted a hospital that you would be doing better with your meter than they were doing with their scalpels. It's taking a lot less time, and nobody's getting their hands bloody. Now, that's a great deal of benefit, of course, to some parts of the society, laundries and that sort of thing, but it doesn't do anybody else any good. Now, let's do it without a meter. Let's take it at its earliest gradient. We say to this individual, what's bothering you? Well, he says, got lung trouble. You say, well, anybody say you had lung trouble? And you're talking, well, yeah, the doctors all say so. Well, what trouble do you think you have? Oh, well, it's my back, actually. That's interest. You find out he'll go on and on and talk about his back. So you could assess it without a meter by interest. And you say, who or what represents a back to you? You find out he'll spew out items down the chute, man, they just avalanche out of him. You'd make him well. Now there's with no meter. Now, the thing that combines interest and reality is the rock slam. So that if we really did a searching for the PC's interest and where it lay, and we had him on the meter, when we finally hit that point, you're going to get a rock slam. Now, he not only has a high reality on this, he also has a great deal of interest in this. And along with these two things, it is jammed up like a Sherman tank hitting a concrete bulkhead. It is cram, jam, packed. You're looking at a ridge. Now, everything is identified with this. He will tell you, actually, if people in the world took better care of their backs. What's this tell you? This tells you the fourth dynamic is collapsed on his back. Gaylord Houser, you could run him for a day or two on the subject of food, because he's got everything identified with food, don't you say? Very interested in it, selling it like mad, attributes everything to food. Or what's food represent to you? And man, he wouldn't even be able to not answer your question. Now, the second that you hit this button, you get an automatic release. And you think the PC is thinking something when he's releasing this, but he is not thinking anything when he's releasing this. He's just shoveling it out, man. Now I can give you an indicator for a nullable list. It comes out with interest and positiveness. So we find another rule. This is a rule. That a list must not be continued. That is being invalidated by the PC. Now that is overlisting. There are several symptoms of overlisting. In R212, you run into the first one and skip it, which is comm lag. Who cares? But it's the beginning of an overlist. We don't care about it, however. You would if you were listing goals, but not with R212. The second one is he is groping for the exact name for it. You're now getting near the danger point. But once more, we're not interested in this in R212. This we can force and be all right. The one we can't force is the one, the manifestation, which immediately follows those other two manifestations. See, it's a cycle of manifestation. You see the PC there. PC first starts to comm lag, then he starts to get the exact word for it, and he hasn't quite got it. And the next line that he goes into is invalidation. If your PC is invalidating items, then you are not taking them off the front of the cash register. You're trying to pull them out of the back of the machine or something. And it just tells you that there's no list. The items of which are being invalidated by the PC will ever prove to be a nullable list. Now, what do we mean by invalidate? Well, it's as faint as this. Water buck. Well, I don't know whether that would do that or not. I don't think a tiger should belong on the list. Let's see. It really doesn't seem too real to me that a water buck would belong on the list. But you say go on listing, so all right. Game warden. You can put it on the list, I guess. Any such manifestation of that is leading to a non-nullable list. If the list is not nullable at the time you get there, it might have been nullable, and he's now just invalidating. Now you can go back before he started invalidating and take that much of the list and see if it's nullable. But you've sure overlisted. Don't pay any attention to this grope around for the right word. Don't pay any attention to the comm lags. We're getting very esoteric. You can pay attention to those in listing goals, but not R212. It's getting too esoteric. PC is indifferently in session. This or that or the other thing is going wrong. You can't be that nice. But for sure, if the PC is invalidating and being unsure of what item is on, just recognize you're trying to pull them out of the back of the cash register. It's just not going to wind up in the GPM. This, the most uncertain person in the world, when listing from a proper source, will be the most certain person you ever saw on listing. So you're looking for this old factor that we used to have over here in England, certainty. You're looking for this factor. Interest, certainty, rock slams, these things are beautiful indicators. And a list then is not nullable if it does not produce a rock slam. And a list is also not nullable if it is being delivered with great uncertainty by the PC. So the big factors that you look for are no rock slam and uncertainty. And then if you're lucky and you got out of bed that morning and you made your peace properly with the church and a lot of other things, you will get a list that will wind up in an item. But we're actually not terribly fascinated with whether this thing on R212 winds up with an item or not. I've just given you an example here of how you could cure somebody's back. Well, you get a lot of cases that are below rock slamming. You have to audit them quite a while before they rock slam. All you do with such a case is you just keep assessing, taking the most you've got, doing your best to get a complete list. You never make a list that is apparently going to result in anything, and they've got no rock slams. PC's interest as well. It's good in session, but out of session it might have collapsed. See? In session they're going pow, 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 and bang, 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 and it's this, and pow, and bang, bang, and yes, yes, and the bow, 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 da, bow, yeah, bow, 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 bow. They got out of session. I don't think there's any gains out of this. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Totally unreal to me. You didn't expect some kind of a manifestation like that. You don't care what the manifestation was. You get what I mean? You don't care what the out-of-session manifestation of the PC is, ever, on R212. You're only interested in his in-session manifestation. He's sailing, he's interested, he's this man, you're sailing. So he falls on his head and develops a cornea of the thrombosis and the lumbosis of the cornea and after the session. Who cares? I say you're not interested in out-of-sessionness because if you're going on auditing him and you've had to quit in the middle of an opposition list, you can expect some of the fanciest somatics you ever heard of. All you want to do is complete each cycle to the best of your ability. You understand this? Complete each cycle to the best of your ability. If you're satisfied, that's it. PC can turn on fantastic coolness. The room could be 85 degrees. And PC is just shaking to pieces with chill, cold. You had to end the session. They go around for the next 24 hours shivering their nuts and bolts loose. And you give them a fancy go the next day, bang, folds up, and the list is not a nullable list. I don't care, it ran out this cold. You get what I mean? See, we care nothing about that. We care nothing about actually whether the list was a nullable list or not. We did it, and it did something for the PC. We did that and tried to the best of our ability to make it a nullable list. We tried to the best of our ability to get an item. But if we did not get an item at any time, this is not reason for auditor suicide, DAP criticism, or anything else. You should get that fairly straight. Because you're going to find PCs that will go 15 lists off of list one. 15 of them without producing a single RS. And then all of a sudden produce one on the list itself. You find your reliable item was Scientology. You're all set to give up. And the next time you assessed, you just said Scientology and it began to rock slam. And then it didn't stop rock slamming either. Do you see what you're heading for? In the first place, you're doing a tremendously therapeutic action. That's the first thing that you got to drill into the heads of people who are doing R212. No matter what you do, if you do it anywhere near right, you've got a therapeutic action. which is marvelous. Going to make the feet feel fine. You just keep it up and do it to the best of your ability. Now, that's what we expect of R212, just what I just said. Now, if we also wind up on that represent list with a reliable item that just goes on slamming, and it slams like mad, marvelous. And we take off from that, and we do an opposition list, and that thing winds up in a... You see, that's already good that we got a reliable item. That's pretty darn good, you see. That doesn't happen every time you do it, but there it is, see? Gorgeous. All right, and then we take it out on the opposition list and say, help me, Pete, the exact reliable item shows up on the opposition list that should have been there, and it all packages up, and it all goes boom. And the PC says, wow, you know, wow, see, that's pretty marvelous. He'll feel like he's glowing clear, and he is, if you kept up that sort of thing. Now, how often should you expect to get both items? Well, this is a factor which is monitored by the accuracy of the auditor. The accuracy of the auditor. An auditor who makes an inaccurate assessment, who doesn't have his PC in session, who is making mistakes. I mean, he's making mistakes in his session form, and he's Q&A-ing, and he's doing things. He's got the PC on protest. The PC thinks of a lot of items, but doesn't put them on the list, and the auditor never finds out that the PC was thinking of and suppressing items. That's pretty corny. An auditor should be able to find out things like this without big Q's and A's and upsetting the PC. An auditor who does those things is going to find far fewer reliable items and packages than an auditor who is sitting right there on the ball, bangity, bangity, bang. Now, for an auditor who is definitely on the ball and doing everything right and using good judgment and being careful about the thing and doing his stuff accurately and easily and so forth, for that auditor, how often should you be dead on the beam? About 50%. This is your perfect auditor. Because that 50% is the PC's bank. And the PC's bank has been a crazy quilt for a long time, wadded up and thrown in a dark closet. And the things that start to lead in from A to B actually go from A to Z. And everything looks exactly as though this course from C to D, you couldn't miss on this course, and you suddenly find yourself at R or G. Now, why is that? That's the A equals A equals A equals A factor, which we'll talk about a little more later. So, if you're batting 50%, in other words, half of the represent list you do wind up with a reliable item. That means you're a pretty doggone good auditor. And if 50% of the opposition lists, which you do after you got the first thing, wind up with a reliable item, and therefore you wind up with a package, man, you're a gee-whizzer from a way back. You're good. But what should be your expectancy about that? Now, what about the guy who's terrible? You know, he picks up the meter and you're there as an instructor running the quarter or wherever it's been running, and you don't know whether you ought to let him pick it up or not, you know? Because he sort of picked it up like this, you know? Well, about 10% of the time he will wind up with a reliable item. He had to make enough mistakes to equalize it out. About 10% of the time he'll wind up with a reliable item. And about 10% of the oppositions he does will wind up with a reliable item. And somebody sooner or later will have straightened out the case. But the odd part of it all is the case will feel better and be making gains. That's why it's a safe process, and that's why it's been released to the HCA-HPA level of auditing. Now, of course, you guys who know your business and who can audit and that sort of thing, well, I expect 50%. See? I expect 50%, just like that. And you should be able to deal that out pretty good, without too much trouble. Except on PCs who are obviously so dug in that a tremendous amount of action of representing has to be done before they can tell the auditor from the PC. You'd be surprised that these people don't even know they're in an auditing session. You do enough represent on them, they eventually differentiate, and they say, oh, I'm over here, and he's over there, and ooh, what do you know? On such a PC, well, I might forgive you and give you, let you drop to 45%. Now, that's about the way a nullable list goes. That's actually the key data of nullable lists. And when you look over the lecture or your notes, I think you will find there are not too many oddball variables along this line, that they are fairly easily assimilable. Now, if any more data turns up which make rules out of anything, I'll sure be the first to let you know. Thank you.